Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, so I should say hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and we're coming to you today on a rainy day. As you probably know, I'm calling from Canada, up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, where I live at Camp Good Dog with my mini dogs and cats. And you can check them out on Facebook if you want to see the happy campers at Camp Good Dog. But lately, we've had some terrible news, terrorist attacks on soldiers up here. There was one today and one yesterday. And people in uniform, unarmed, are being targeted. And the people they're being targeted by are hard to predict because they're Canadian-born and influenced by the hate that's going on and the terror that's going on, and they're acting violently. But they're hitting these innocent soldiers who are unarmed. Today, it was just terrible. And I just want to bring to everyone's attention that all of this increased security, increased vigilance, increased surveillance, all that is required can be vastly improved with the use of dogs. Vastly. Dogs do this better than people. And these soldiers and these policemen and the other people wearing uniforms protecting us deserve our help with this. We need dogs on the case. Dogs can sniff out things. We can't. Dogs are moving sensory detectors. You know, someone will bypass a metal detector. They cannot bypass the dog. So I'm really, really hoping we're going to have more dogs trained up, more dogs shipped, more dogs in action. And I hope the public will let them do their job. Don't interfere with them. Don't talk to them. Don't pet them. Don't be scared of them. Let them do their job. You're going to be seeing more dogs everywhere. Okay, so everybody, let's switch to a happier topic. We've got on with us today Paris Parmenter, back again from Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, it's good to have you. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's a pretty day here in Texas. So we're wishing we had your Canadian rain, but it's a nice, pretty day. It doesn't feel like we're just right outside of Halloween here. It almost feels like a summer day.
I don't know if I want to even know. It's hard living in the rainforest, calling people from Texas and Florida and places where the sun shines all the time. But I was in Texas once on a plane when thunder hit and there was a fireball in the plane and the plane got grounded. No planes were allowed to take off. And everyone in the airport seemed to be acting like this was a normal thing. So I don't know if it's always smooth weather in Texas.
It's not. We have some wild, you know, thunderstorms, especially during the spring months. It can be pretty wild, but, I've seen thunderstorms all times of the year. And, of course, our dog, Irie, just hates thunderstorms. She's very thunderphobic, so that makes it tough on her. So we've tried every trick in the book to help her with her thunderphobia.
Does she have a thunder shirt or a garment that's designed for that? She does, hey? And it doesn't work?
It does. You know, the trick I found with the thunder shirt is if I can get it on her as the storm approaches,
if we
wait until she's ramped up, once that thunder starts, it's hard to bring her back down. You know, if we can get the thunder shirt on her early and get her a nice chew to kind of keep her busy and distracted and happy, then she's okay. But once, if a thunderstorm sneaks up on you and it starts thundering, then it's not as effective with the thunder shirt. But we've had good luck with it.
Well, have you tried other things? Like, what does she show you what she needs? Does she seek out the bathroom or the basement? Is there something she's trying to do for herself?
Her main thing is to hide behind me on the couch. She will tunnel behind me. And she's a 70-pound dog, but she really likes to kind of be, well, not restrained, but just almost hugged. You know, I'll be leaning back against her. She gets behind me on the couch, and so she's tucked behind the back of the couch and my back. And she'll pretty much stay there. So, you know, I'm lucky she's not running back and forth through the house or anything like that.
Yeah, pawing at doorways, slobbering and drooling and barking and clawing at things and destroying things. I mean, some dogs get really destructive.
Yeah.
What if you're not home, one way you could create that similar feeling would be to get her used to a very small kennel, maybe even a size too small, or just her size, like don't go big, and have bedding in it. So it's almost like a little cocoon where she can go in there and be completely surrounded. She's looking to be cozy, right? She's looking to dive into the pack. She wants to be the bottom of the pack in a dog pile during a storm in the back of the den. That's what she's looking for. Some dogs aren't.
So
some dogs want to go outside. But your dog wants to be completely covered.
She does. I mean, that is so true, because if I'm not on the couch with her when this, you know, if we have a sudden clap of thunder, she will run to the closet, get into the closet and underneath all my clothes, under the lowest rack, so that the clothes are almost on top of her, you know. She's snuggled back in under the racks of clothes, and I guess that's the closest thing to me being there with her, you know, and snuggling up against her, is to get under all the, you know, everything she can find.
You might want to create a space in that closet designed for this, with a dog bed on the bottom and a really low shelf on the top, and, you know, sleeping bags on the next shelf up, or even suspended, kind of stuffed on the bottom. You might want to create an area for that, because if you're away and she gets intense like this and she can't get in there, she might destroy it. You know, because this is her comfort place. And also, most of the time, and, I, you know, for people listening who have a dog who's all of a sudden become afraid of thunder, or their dog isn't afraid of thunder, and they think, oh, that's not my problem. Yeah, just wait. Unfortunately, we don't know a lot about this. And collectively, I mean, humanity doesn't really understand why dogs are afraid of thunder. We don't know the details, but we do. We've made a lot of observations. And one of the observations is that most young animals couldn't care less, and most elderly dogs are terrified of it. So your dog may get worse and worse as she ages. So you want to make sure you have a place where she's totally comfortable, even when you're out, even when a storm arises suddenly, so she's not destroying all your clothes and your best things. We only have 90 seconds. We're going to go to break, Paris. This is Paris Parmenter talking with us today, All Paws Pet Talk. And she's from Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper. And we have to go to break. We're going to welcome Tara from The Magical Matrix to the show. And Paris, I hope you can hang on for another segment. Is that all right?
You bet.
Okay, so we'll just have a chat. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be talking with Tara about The Magical Matrix, and we'll be talking with Paris a little more about dog tips and cat tips and maybe some things in the news. I found something very interesting in the news. Oh, I love to bring you the important news, but I also love to bring you the unusual and the quirky. So stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio for that coming up next.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
you know
I really do.
I really do.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA, from family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hello, we're back on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Smart Animal Talk. And it's me, Deb Wells, and we've got Paris from Cat Tipper and Dog Tipper on the show. And joining us now is Tara, coming to us, Tara Ventura from The Magical Matrix. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Oh, welcome. I hope people will call in if they've got a reading they want, if they want to talk to us today. 1-888-627-6008 is our number. So please call us today. So what have you got for us today, Tara? What's been happening since last week?
Well, since last week, well, let me just say, first of all, I was listening to you and Paris a minute ago, and my dog not only goes in the closet and the bathroom during these thunderstorms and fireworks, and of course, she thinks any towel that she can get under, but also when I vacuum, she's afraid of the vacuum cleaner, so then I have to put her outside during that, so I don't know what it is with the noise, and like you say, maybe they'll figure it out.
Oh, no. You know what? It's the opposite. Okay. Let's talk about this a little bit. If a dog is afraid of something like a gunshot, okay, he's afraid when he hears a really mm-hmm. loud gunshot, and he never gets over that, and he never learns that guns can go off at a rifle range and it's okay down the road, or that if he never learns that, then the next time he hears something kind of like a gunshot, maybe a door slamming or a car backfiring or someone dropping a bunch of books on a hard floor, he may become afraid of that too. And the category of things he becomes afraid of gets bigger and bigger and bigger until he's afraid of a foot stomp, a pen that drops, possibly. That's what some dogs do. So what you want to do is diffuse it. So you're trying to show your dog, yeah, you may be afraid of thunder, but the vacuum isn't thunder, and the door knocking isn't thunder, and the books aren't thunder. And so how you do that is you just really slowly, in a really light manner, a really distanced manner. So you don't flood the dog. You don't throw him right in. You don't walk him right by the rifle range. No, no, no. You go real slow. Maybe a couple miles away you go for a walk. And you show him that, yeah, 2 miles away there's guns going off, but it has nothing to do with us. We're going to have a happy walk anyway. And you just don't focus on the guns. You just walk. You give him treats. By the end of the walk, he doesn't even care that he's there. Next time, you can maybe go a mile and a half away, and then maybe a mile. Then maybe you can park outside and walk around the block. Okay, he's done. He's no longer afraid of it. He still will be afraid when it's right near him, as he should be. It's a natural thing, but he won't extend it to every loud noise. And that can be true with, you can do the same thing with trains or cars, all these sorts of things. You want to make the thing he's scared of very specific. Sometimes dogs will even do this with other dogs. They'll get beat up or have a bad experience from a black dog or a Bouvier or a Rottweiler, and it's almost like they do racial profiling for the rest of their life. They're afraid of that breed. Yeah. So we have to get them right away a bunch, you know, with a bunch of Rottweilers that are super lovey and friendly. And the dog in question may even need to be muzzled. He might be so uptight about it. But we have to prove to him, maybe we start with them walking on the other side of the road. We have to prove to him that they don't even, there's nothing to do with you. It's all okay. Once he's calm, you go closer. Once he's happy and not stressed, you bring that thing he's afraid of a little closer. And, you know, it can be a bicycle, a skateboard. It can be anything a dog gets triggered on. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger if you're not careful. Have you had this too, Paris, or is it just thunderstorms?
You know, not vacuum cleaners, but I have had with gunshots and fireworks. Anything really loud has been fearful. You know, she's had fearful behavior. But thank goodness not the vacuum, because we do a lot of vacuum. She doesn't like it, but, you know, I know when I've gotten new vacuum cleaners that had a different pitch, sound was different, what I've done is just put some treats, you know, like a little trail to the vacuum cleaner and just let her go on her own up close to it and things like that. And she's kind of gotten used to that. But the gunshots, that is a big deal.
Things like vacuum cleaners or crutches, things that a dog might be freaked out about that they really do have to get used to that are in the home, that's a really good way to start. With the vacuum cleaner not plugged in and not on, have it in the room, have treats and toys around it, get her so she couldn't care less that it's there. Then you're ready to vacuum when she's actually home and turn it on, not put her in the yard. But you don't do it in the same room with her the first time. You know, the first few weeks even. You just vacuum when she's in another part of the house. She'll get more and more used to it until you can vacuum in the same room. But you definitely don't want your dog being afraid of everything similar to the thing it's truly afraid of.
Well, fortunately, she's only afraid of, vacuum cleaners, thunderstorms, and fireworks, and gunshots, like you said. So sometime I will seek out a gun range and, you know, try that out. You know, I may have a little talk with her, like, this is what we're going to do. But some good points, Deb. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, and some people may be listening thinking, well, do I care if my dog's afraid of guns? Maybe not. But if your dog starts to expand it, you will care. If all of a sudden he's afraid of every slamming door and every car door and anybody drops anything, okay, you're going to understand why maybe you want to go back to the source. But I do want to caution people listening. You definitely want to go slow. You know, there are some trainers who would do what's called flooding, and that would be to take your dog to the gun range, tie him up right there and leave him on there all day. I do not recommend that. I think that's a way to really ruin a dog's nature and soul and trust and joy for life. And I just don't think that's the way to go. If you got an animal that's afraid of something, the way to go is light, slow, easy exposure. No coddling, no cuddling. You're not going to give him rewards for being afraid. Just prove to him it's no big deal. And over time, he'll get used to it. Oh, we've burned through this segment. We only have a minute left. So, Tara, would you like to invite people to call in? Would you like to let people know what you're thinking about today for our next segment?
Absolutely. So anyone that has questions about a pet you have, and it could be any type of pet. We don't care if it's chickens or goats or dogs or cats, or you have a question about your dog's behavior or your cat's behavior, something that's unusual, or maybe an animal that's passed over. And maybe next segment, I do have one question that came up this past week, and I'll go into that with you. But I'd love to have a caller come in and ask what they'd like to. So you have the number, Deb, I believe, right?
Yes, 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. I went around the corner, off Craigslist, I found this listing. It said free rabbit hutch, and I thought it was going to be a really big one, and I was going to put my rabbits in it. So I went to meet a neighbor for the first time, and his house, he had so many goats. I had no idea. That was the first surprise. And, then he showed me this news article that made me laugh, and I thought I'd tell you all about it because it's too funny. So when we come back on Smart Animal Talk, I'll be talking about that on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Anytime you're near, I love you.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk. Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. The numbers to call to get a reading, 1-888-627-6008. And that would be from Tara at the Magical Matrix. You would connect with the Magical Matrix and figure out what's going on with your animals, what they're thinking, what's wrong with them, where their head's at, what they want, what they don't want. Are they happy with you? Maybe they're animals that are alive, or maybe not. You tell us. It's Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. So, Paris, I went over to get a rabbit cage. It turns out it's way too small. Mine's bigger. And I think I'm going to let my rabbits go free, my kids and I, because I feel bad for caged rabbits. So I think they're going to become rabbits that get fed and have access to a cage but can run around whenever they want. But in the meantime, I met this guy with goats, and he hands me this article, and he says, what do you think about this? Should I do this? And, of course, I said, no, don't do this, because you don't know how much. And too much could be too much, and you don't want to have too much. But this is what he gave me. This is the article. Scoops. It's a scoop, and it's out of Olympia, Washington. Do pot-eating pigs mean yummier bacon? That is the question. What do you think, ladies? What do you think? If you feed pigs pot, and this is farmers actually doing this, what do you think the result would be? I'm getting no responses. All right, well, I'll tell you. What happens is it increases their appetite. That's what it does. So they figured out the exact amount and the exact strength. And in Washington, where marijuana is legal, they are now giving something. I think it's the excess stems, roots, and leaves that farmers throw out. Instead of throwing it out or composting it, I suppose, or burning it, they are giving it to the pigs. And it makes the pigs eat more. And so in their trial run, the farmers found that the pigs were 20 to 30 pounds heavier because they could not stop eating. So they have the munchies. I'm hoping they have access to Doritos and the other things that you need. But there's no intoxication effects on humans. And the question is, will the weed-fed pig products be sold at the famous Seattle Pike Place Market? Well, we'll find out in the future, I suppose. I'm sure it'll be at a premium price, pot pork or something. God only knows. They were feeding red wine to horses that were used for meat and for milk. So I don't know. This is not all that new, and it is something. It is a medicine. It is an herb. It is a food to many creatures on the earth. So I suppose it's one way to go, but my neighbor will not be feeding his goats pot, I'm sure. I don't even know where he would get this cat. That's an expensive way to go, I would imagine, wouldn't you think? Red wine for horses? That's a little pricey.
Yeah, I think it depends on which red wine you're talking about. Is it Cabernet or is it the box wine that you can get it, you know? But still, you're right, it's pricey.
It seems a little crazy. Little crazy. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so, Tara, are you getting any connections from people now that we're on air and you've got me and you've got Paris? Is there anybody coming through, any animals?
Well, you know, interesting, I had a question, and so I thought I would share it. This is from a woman who has a yellow lab, and she said at night the yellow lab walks into, after when everyone's going to bed, walks into the kitchen and the lights are off and stares not at the ceiling but just right below the ceiling. And so I'm just tuning into that now, and for me it feels like that this dog is connecting with passed on friends, or maybe that we're in the same house with this animal. And I'm getting to that this is probably about 12-year-old dog. And, you know, if you will, just sort of connecting with the other angels that are over on the other side. So, you know, want to let her know. It's kind of like, you know, babies and older people, especially when people get older, they seem like they're a little out there, or they're not in tune or something, you know, and I'm talking about older. But, you know, they're getting ready to cross over. So my feeling is that this dog is enjoying this, and don't let it scare you, because, again, I feel that she is communicating with others, and she likes it, and hopefully that she'll you know, give the owner a message, but that it's a good thing. So
I wonder how often people mistake something like this in people or in pets as senility or dementia and end up medicating an animal to stop what they think is, you know, OCD, transfixed, staring at nothing, or do you know what I mean? I wonder how often that's the case.
Well, you know, it's interesting because yesterday I was talking to a client and her grandson has started talking to himself, and I'm feeling like, you know, well, he's talking, he said, I think he's 5 or 6. And, you know, some of the authorities are saying, you know, if he's doing this and he's, I mean, they're going to come down on him and bless his heart. I feel like that, you know, he's communicating, and you're right about senility. I don't know about that. I think that they're in transition.
Like, yeah, my ex-husband's great-grandmother, when she was getting older, she stopped recognizing us and the kids and this sort of thing. But there were times when she was telling us that, you know, yesterday she played bridge with so-and-so, and she was having these hallucinations, mm-hmm. So the hospital was telling us, very, very detailed hallucinations of very, very mundane activities with her friends and her husband who'd passed. And I kept feeling like maybe there was some truth to it. You know, like she just, some of the things she was saying about the comments they made, it wasn't all rosy. Like they weren't necessarily getting along even. And it was just interesting. Like I just thought, this doesn't seem to be all in her head, but maybe it was. Yep. Everyone else treated it like that. And, you know, they didn't medicate her for it because she really was quite, quite elderly, as you say. But she was very accepting of death and very willing for it. And a very religious lady, strongly believed she was going to see Jesus, that kind of thing. Whereas my father, who was struggling with cancer at the same time, was the opposite. He just wanted every last day on earth because there's no guarantees. Both very positive people, both very positive outlooks. Each had their own take on it. My dad wanted to live as long as he possibly could because, you know, you never know. Maybe there's a heaven. Maybe there's a great place. Great, I'll get there then. But right now, I'm here. And she was the opposite. She was like, I'm done here. I want to go there. And it's puzzling for me. I don't know what to believe. What do you think is going on?
Yeah, well, what you just said a minute ago about being open, I do believe when people understand that, you know, I feel like it's a transition. We're spiritual beings here again in a physical body, so it feels like home is what I'm getting. And, you know, about your story, that's so interesting. And I know when one of my parents' friends was passing, my mother had already gone, and her kids said that she sat up in bed. She was in the hospital, and she sat up in bed, and she started talking to my mother, of course, who was passed over, and said, you know, her name was Dot. Dot, I'm coming. I just want to be with the girls first. And they said that she had her eyes wide open and that she was talking, you know, in the room. So, you know, while we may, or some people may label it as senility, I'm not so sure that there's, you know, just a lot more to it.
Okay, well, we're running out of time in this segment. We're going to keep going into the next segment. So stay tuned on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deborah Wolf.
And anytime you're near.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Hello! I keep hesitating on my howl because I have a little allergy problem. I'm going to have to talk to Laura Cook soon. Yes, I am. Thewayoflaura.com. She's been on the show before, and she can help you with your allergies. And every once in a while, I need a little tune-up. But sometimes I just start coughing and I can't stop, and I don't know what it is. But there's something going on here. It's fall, and leaves are falling, and everything's just wet and miserable, and I wish I was in Texas, really. So here we are at Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we're connecting with the Magical Matrix and Tara. And Tara, have you been reading anybody else lately?
Let's see. Well, you know, you asked me about if, as we were talking, if I was getting anything. And I'm getting around, I believe it's around you. And it could be around where you're living, but there's a large black bird. It could be something like a grackle or larger. And it's, what is it doing? It's annoying one of your animals. So have you had any of that going on lately?
Oh, quite possibly. Yes. The Stellar Jays have a battle going on with my cats. Yes, they do. It's an ongoing battle. It's a war, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. They're very much annoying them. And, you know, that's part of the animal kingdom. You know, they do what they do. And I do feel like it will. Is it a seasonal thing? I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yes, you know, it is. Because this is the time they come back. They're here all year, but they kind of recede. There's other birds that take over. We have robins and things that are here all summer and spring that you see much more often. But come the fall, all those things leave, and the Stellar Jays come back near to the house, and they start harassing and dive-bombing my cats. And my cats don't like them either. I mean, it's mutual. They're sort of at a size where they're too big for the cats to kill. Just, you know, the cat has hopes.
Yeah.
And the bird, same thing. It's big enough that it could actually do damage, maybe. So they're in this, like, Mexican standoff. It's pretty funny.
Right. You're right. It's like a Mexican standoff. That's so hysterical. But, yeah, I don't think either one is going to harm the other, but it's just like, the cats are annoyed and the birds are, you know, playing maliciously.
And they like tree. I have a big tree in the front of my yard that is my cat's kind of elevator system up and down to the roof. And I have cat walkways all around the house and doors where they can come in and out at any time. So that, you know, because they're cats who live at Camp Good Dog, right? They have to be able to get away at any time and have quiet cat space and not be. It's a bit of a trip to be a cat living in a commercial dog kennel. But I've designed things so they have a pretty cushy cat life in their cat areas. But they need this tree to get up and down quickly and to access all their, because cats really live on the vertical. They love the roof. They love the balconies, you know. And if you're in a tight space and you look up at your apartment, you look up at your room right now and you see the foot below the ceiling, if you look around the perimeter of the room you're in, your office, your kitchen, whatever, that foot, if you could put a shelf in all the way around, and something that led up to it, a cat scratch, a ladder, carpet tile on the wall, something, your cat will find that shelf, and you've just given your cat a whole new area that it will love and use and exercise in and be a cooler, calmer, happier cat. They like to be up. So I've given my cats all kinds of, you know, entrances and exits. So they like that tree, and the Stellar Jays want that tree too. So that's the war. It's funny you'd pick up on that. It's like the only tension around here. My goats right now are in heat, but they're going tomorrow, Saturday, to their husband's house to get pregnant. So there's that. But really, that's it. Everything's really calm on the farm right now, I think, unless you can tell me something else. Is something else going on here?
You know, I'm not picking up anything else that, you know, feels like chaos, except that what I am getting, does one of your cats, or maybe several of them, do you feed them like a little, you were saying treat, but I was getting treat or something that they like to chew on?
My cats, I have two little kittens, new kittens. If you want to see them, go to Camp Good Dog Facebook. We rescued them in the summer. They were only 1 month old. So they love the little catnip mouse toys. But all my cats love my cat scratches. I have really tall, big cat scratches they can climb on and play on. I'm not sure what you're picking up on. Maybe it's possible you're picking up something from our next guest who's just joined the show. Welcome back to the show, Gigi.
Thank you.
I hear you're on the air, and I can tell that Tara's picking up something that's not happening around here, so maybe it has something to do with you. Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, and I really am enjoying your conversation, and actually there's, you know, all sorts of things going on with all of my rescues, and so I imagine there's a plethora of things that we could go into. And we're doing our work with them. We have a bunny running around right now. He's very happy. I let him come out and run around and do his thing, and then he has a whole area to himself. And so he's having a great time today right now. And he might even interrupt the show. We just don't know what's going to happen.
Have you got a reading for her, Tara? It sounds like she's got a few pets there.
Let's see. And you were talking, right, you do. So what all pets do you have? You said...
A rescue bunny, uh-huh. A rescue rat, and 6 rescue cats.
A rescue bunny, a rescue rat. Don't you love it?
I love it, but I'm hoping not to be your landlord or your neighbor, maybe in an apartment building. But you know what? Rats are clean, and cats are clean. If you keep their litter clean, and they're well cared for, and you have more litter boxes than cats, you're set.
Oh yeah, I've had it's a cat house, you know. They let me live here and I cater to their every desire.
Of course. Do your cats like anything? And it might have been Deb's what did you call it? The furball, not furball, but what they put on their mouth they like to chew on. Mm-hmm. But do any of your animals, it's like a rectangle, I'm getting a rectangle right on the lips of the mouth. Something they like to chew on or near the mouth area?
No, I don't have any chewers.
Okay.
It's
not chewing anything. They always have a ball in their mouth, but I don't know about rectangles.
Yeah, well, and I don't think they're chewing it up. I think it's just like it's at the tip of their lip. They're not even like, it's not mouthy. It's just more like, maybe they're getting ready to chew on something. They're thinking about it, and maybe that's what I'm picking up. But interesting.
Well, I
hope I'm not about to find something destroyed in my house when I get off the air. You never
I have an ex-chewer, but he's been real good.
We're just going to go to break, and we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. For all you listeners out there, if you'd like to join our conversation or get a reading, call 1-888-627-6008. This is Deborah Wolf on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hello. You're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf. If you want to hear more of my shows, old shows, sometimes I have veterinarians and experts, and sometimes there's a really hot topic like pit bull legislation change, or somebody gets hurt, or somebody gets in trouble for doing something they shouldn't. Sometimes there's something really, really hot, and then I'll interview the people at the center of it. And you can find that at DeborahWolfOnline.com, along with lots of other things. You can also give me feedback, send me the suggestions for the shows you want and the topics you want, all there at DeborahWolfOnline.com. Or you can call us right now, 1-888-627-6008. Whenever you hear me talking on this show, if you call up with a dog won't listen or a cat isn't doing something right question, then you will get your answer. And you can train your pet today, literally today. You can give that dog comfort in a storm and make it less likely your closet will get shredded today, or whatever problem you bring up. So right now we are talking with Tara, and we were talking with Tara from the Magical Matrix earlier today, and now we're talking with Gigi. And Gigi, you know, before we continue, because this is the last segment of the show, I just want to give you a chance to tell everybody how they can reach you and just let them know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, actually, Gigi's more of a nickname. I actually go by the name Monet, but that's okay. You know, both of them sound like stripper names, so really doesn't matter. But I'm not a stripper. I'm actually an Edenics minister, and my background is I was born with two very rare genetic conditions. But they were not diagnosed till I was 40 years old. So I was the patient that no one could help. I had many crazy exposures, had Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, pretty much a litany of about 21 incurable conditions at various times in my life. And I went to the best practitioners in the country, spent a lot of money. I ended up working in the alternative health realm. And all this time I'm rescuing, you know, animals, and everything that I'm learning, I'm trying on them. And after about 33 years now, after being a clinic director of three of the top alternative wellness clinics in the world and training with probably the two top guys in the world, I came to an aha moment where I got a download about the simplicity of health for both animals and people. And my claim to fame is that all of the rescues I've had over all the years, my first one being at 5 years old, is that I've never had to take them to the vet. Not that I don't love vets. They're wonderful, except for when there's been a car issue, an accident. But as far as their health, no matter what condition they've come to me, I have been blessed to discover simple answers to completely restore their health and bring them back to a youthful vitality. And so that's kind of what I'm focused on, and people can find out more about the tools that are really easy to use, and the animals love them, that help balance what we were talking about last time, which are the five main areas of imbalance that people are not aware of and that no one is talking about, that are really underlying most dis-ease processes, allergies, what have you. And that's environmental toxicity.
So what are the five areas? And for someone like me right now, all of a sudden my eyes are puffy, I've got dark circles under my eyes, and I keep coughing sort of unexpectedly. I don't feel stuffed up, but it's fall, and this always happens to me in the fall. All of a sudden I'll just start coughing, can't stop. What should I be doing?
Well, you know, it's actually a little more complex because allergies are dirty blood. And when I say dirty blood, I mean blood that's full of debris. And the reason the blood's full of debris, the reason you have dark circles under your eyes is because your kidneys are stressed out right now. So one of the things you can do is try to help your kidneys. You can use a little distilled water with some lemon, and that can give the kidneys a big break. And you just stick with that, and you can alternate with just plain distilled water and then distilled water with like a half a lemon, fresh lemon. Fake lemon juice doesn't work, and you'll see wonders happen with that. But also there's some, you know, if you just want to do a one-time kind of treatment deal, is there is a product called Wobenzyme, but Vitacost.com has a knockoff that is exactly the same and is about way cheaper. And Wobenzyme helps to scavenge stuff out of the blood. And so that's what you want to do is you want to open up the channels of elimination. You want to try to boost your body's ability to cleanse the blood, and you want to give that one of the channels of elimination is the kidney. So by doing the distilled water and the lemon, that will open things up, and you will have less of an issue. But the thing with allergies is basically, unless there's a genetic component, it's really based on an overload of toxins in the body. And then when the season comes, when it's a, like an inhalant allergy, it's just more than the body can take. But really, what ends up happening with my clients, including food allergies, is that once we get on the protocol and we start getting these environmental toxins out, and we use a very specific high-technology method to do this, but using some very basic elements to restore the body. It's the mixture of the ancient and the modern. We use a fusion approach with Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, German biological medicine, European folk medicine, and even a little, you know, modern Western medicine when applicable. I don't discard anything. Everything has some benefit. And once we're able to get those environmental toxins, and when I'm talking about chemicals that form pseudo-hormones in the body, block the receptors, trick the endocrine system, burden the immune system, once we're able to gently get those out of the body, the allergies disappear.
So if so that's kind okay, of can I use well water? Because I'm on a well and it's good water. Can I use that?
Well, obviously, you've got great water. That's awesome. But when you're trying to support the kidneys,
right,
and they're under stress, the distilled water and lemon protocol is the best way to do that. Now,
and
it's
why
a
do you
temporary
say lemon juice won't work? I don't understand that. If I bought a bottle of lemon juice and it's real lemon juice, it won't work.
That's not fresh. It's not raw. It's not alive. It doesn't have its active properties. They boil it. And so, yeah, that's what that fake lemon juice is about. So you got to have real lemons. And it's not that your well water is not good. Distilled should not be drunk all the time. Otherwise, you'll deplete your body of minerals. But it has a chelating property because it's devoid of everything except for a few solvents that also boil at the same temperature of water. Obviously, the ideal would be to get a home distiller, which you can get for about $119. It's like a little coffee. It looks like a little coffee machine. And you can make your own distilled water from that well water. And that would be awesome because then that's not going to be full of the solvents like some of the other distilled products that you get at the store. But even then, even with a little bit of solvents in it, it still has this chelating property that helps cleanse the microtubules in the kidneys like nothing else. And the lemon, the live raw lemon together, okay, it just has a magical property. I've even had clients melt kidney stones with it.
What about hot? So can I have this hot? Can I have it with sugar? Or does it have to be just straight, lukewarm, cold?
Like, you can have it warm. Yeah, you can have it warm. It's actually really great. That's one of the Ayurvedic approaches is to have, like, hot tea water and just basically drink your water like it's hot tea. But sugar, no.
Can it be tea? Can it be, like, peppermint tea with lemon or no?
No. Because, okay, you see, then the peppermint and the minerals in the peppermint are going to fill up that chelation property of the distilled. It has to be the straight distilled with lemon. And you don't want it too hot because you want to benefit from the raw lemon.
Okay. Okay, so how long? I'm going to start this today. If I do this until I talk to you next, am I going to notice a difference?
Well, you know, Deborah, there's no such thing as a magic pill.
Okay.
And so what I can tell you is this will help take the burden off of your kidneys, but the allergy issue, like I said, goes much deeper and involves a much more comprehensive approach. But I guarantee you, you will be helping your kidneys, and the dark circles should dissipate somewhat. But, you know, it's a whole body thing. It's a whole approach. Doing one thing will not, you know, okay. necessarily
well,
be miraculous. Although
we still haven't covered your topic properly, so I'm going to have you back, everybody. If you want more, you're going to get more. We're having Monet, also called Gigi, back on the show in the future, and I will keep going with this, and maybe you can give me some more tips in the future. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back at you next week, hopefully with Gigi again, giving us these great tips, and I will be drinking my warm lemon water. I'll let you know how it goes. Until then, everybody at Smart Animal Talk, be good to your animals.
And anytime you're near.